And I'm very happy to welcome to our show this evening Barbara Fair, a longtime anti-racist activist and an organizer with People Against Injustice, involved in a lot of community affairs in New Haven and the region and the state. We also have on the line Gina Russos and Elias Estabrook. They both serve as leadership team members from the group Surge, Showing Up for Racial Justice, that work in the New Haven chapter. So, Barbara, Gina, Elias, thank you all for making the time to come on our show tonight.
Thank you. If I may just correct one thing, it's Barbara Fair. I no longer am with People Against Injustice. I work with them, but I actually have an organization, My Brother's Keeper.
My Brother's Keeper.
For about 6 years, so.
Thank you for mentioning that. And we can get the website out for a lot of these groups before we say goodnight.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to ask you first, Barbara, if you could comment a bit on the events of the last couple of weeks. Certainly the tragedy and the hate-filled rally that we saw in Charlottesville in Virginia, and the death of three people that weekend, and the injuries, severe injuries for many others, was a real wake-up call, I think, to many Americans about the danger of extremists, right-wing groups, white supremacist groups, who many of them believe they have a friend in the White House. Barbara, I'd like to ask you, first of all, your general reaction to the events in Charlottesville and the rise of the right that we've seen unfold in the last couple of years here, and how you've responded locally.
Well, I have to say I'm not really shocked at what happened in Charlottesville, because if we really pay attention, there's been crops of racial tension going around this country for a while now. I mean, we have Dylann Roof, who just a couple of years ago just went into a church and shot up a bunch of people in church. And he said then he did it because he wanted to ignite a race war. And so if we look at what's been cropping up before Trump even got in office, I think Trump might have been bolding people. But the racial tension's been going on for a while now, and the terrorism's been growing.
Okay.
So, like I said, I'm not shocked, but I guess I'm maybe just a little surprised at the height of what actually happened in Charlottesville, especially when I view it, and it seems like the police were not really trying to calm things down. Like when we have local protests, you see the tanks come out, the riot gear, you know, the dogs, all of those things come out with a little peaceful demonstration. So I don't know how in the world that Charlottesville got to rise to the level that it did. But then I realized none of that riot gear and tear gas and all that stuff was going on there, so.
But, Barbara, how have you responded locally? What have you personally focused on since, people in the area have been generally more aware of the situation you and many others have been aware of for some time?
Mm-hmm. Well, locally, what we had heard that, you know, some supremacists had been coming here recruiting in front of City Hall, and some people came out just to protest that, just their being here. And the city of New Haven kind of acted like it was not a big deal. So to me, I think it left the opening for this to happen again in the New Haven area. And then you already seen this weekend they did it in Boston. So I see this is all starting to really, really crop up now. And I think much of it has to do with Trump emboldening them to come out and act out their hatred. But to me, the hatred's always been there. It's just been, you know, more subtle and more hidden.
Well, let me turn to Gina Russos and Elias Estabrook, who are on the line with us, working with a group Showing Up for Racial Justice out of New Haven, known as Surge. Gina and Elias, maybe you could say a quick word about the work you do with Surge and how you've responded locally to the events in Charlottesville and other places around this country.
Sure. So this is Elias. So our Surge chapter, as with many Surge chapters around the country, we our main goal is to follow the lead of people of color who are organizing against racism and white supremacy. So that looks like many things in the New Haven region. We know Barbara, of course, because she's been a longtime activist in New Haven, and we collaborate on certain projects. So at the local level, really, you know, our focus hasn't changed that much since Charlottesville. We've had conversations, but I think the focus has really been on continuing the local work that we're doing here. So campaigns that focus on the criminal justice system and police departments in the region. So that's essentially, you know, where we are. We definitely heard the national call, a call to action from the Movement for Black Lives, which is sort of